Chapter 21. Payden. The world spins around me, green and black blurring together. I gasp, caught off guard by the spin before I'm suddenly pulled back into strong arms, the faint smell of spices and deep laughter washing over me.
Sorry, I thought you were ready for it,
Kit chuckles, green eyes daring me to look into them. A better dancer would have been, I say with a small smile, my eyes roaming around the room instead of meeting his. The ballroom is like nothing I've ever seen before, with its windows, pillars, and beautiful molding. I'm stunned by the sheer size and elegance surrounding me. The people filling the space fit in perfectly with the surroundings, all of them groomed and graceful. The men garbed in deep black, while the women are draped in every shade of green. Well, every woman but me. Adina was stunned into silence for the very first time when I told her I wanted a silver dress. I needed to stand out, needed to remind the people of their silver savior. And since there is no rule declaring that women must wear green, the only risk in showing up in silver was drawing more attention to myself if I trip all over the dance floor. So many eyes. So many people watching as I descended the stairs. So many gazes sweeping over my body, skimming over the slitted dress and dagger beneath. Even now, I'm being watched. They all look at me with varying levels of intrigue, some with curiosity and others with scrutiny. I'm not sure I'll be winning these people's votes tonight, but I am certainly making myself hard to forget. I look up at Kit, his blonde hair appearing even lighter against the dark suit cut close to his figure. He looks handsome, charming, like his father. He looks like his father.
Are you ready for tomorrow?
He asks softly, still spinning me slowly. My eyes snap to his of their own accord. Am I supposed to be? He almost laughs, but instead says,
No, you're not.
And does that seem fair to you? I blurt before I can stop myself. These trials? The song comes to an end, our dancing doing the same. I feel his gaze wandering over my face, even after I look away, as if he is searching for the answer there. Then he sighs.
Why don't I get us something to drink?
I blink. Despite him evading my question, I nod in answer to his. He looks around at the men crowding the dance floor, several suddenly staring in our direction.
And I suppose I'll share you with everyone else, if only for a few dances.
He smiles before giving me a slight bow of his head and striding away. As soon as the future king turns his back, a tall young man meets me on the dance floor and sweeps into a bow. I politely accept his offer to dance and don't have time to be nervous before his arms are encircling me. I can't help but feel a pinch of pride at how well I'm keeping up with his long strides, and we talk idly while spinning across the floor. When a new waltz strums to life, a new partner steals me away. I'm suddenly folded between the arms of a young man, seemingly my age, with pale blue hair meticulously styled atop his head.
I would have never guessed you were a mundane from the slums by the looks of you, he says, his gaze roaming greedily up and down my body.
I shift uncomfortably in his tight grasp clamped around my waist, feeling the reassuring weight of my dagger strapped to my thigh. If it weren't for the favor of the people I'm trying to earn, that little comment would have earned him a fist to the face. His voice is lower than before when he says,
You're a vision.
She is, isn't she?
My heart skips a beat. The voice coming from over my shoulder is so cold I nearly shiver. Kai brushes my arm as he steps around me, facing the stunned boy still clutching me to him.
I'll be stealing her now,
Kai says simply, completely aware of how inappropriate it is to cut in during the middle of a dance. But then again, he is the prince, the next enforcer, a cocky bastard. The man's hand drops slowly from my waist, his eyes flicking over me one last time before he offers Kai a quick bow and steps away. The prince doesn't miss a beat. I'm in his arms before the musicians finish drawing out their note. He feels too familiar.
We fit together perfectly. Pieces of a puzzle snapping into place. I shouldn't let myself relax into his touch. Shouldn't let the tension ease from my body when he holds me. But I can do nothing to stop it. Utterly and completely powerless. His palm is flat and firm against my exposed back. Calluses brushing my flushed skin.
You look like you needed saving,
Kai says, and I catch a glimpse of his smirk before he spins me.
For once, I sigh.
I'm going to have to agree with you.
I'm sure I could think of other things we agree on.
Oh, really? And what would those things be?
That he was right, Kai says softly. You are a vision. I'm sure we can both agree on that.
I swallow. My heart beginning to pound a rapid beat I choose to ignore. Unsure of what to say to him, I instead ask, and what other things do we agree on? He hums distractedly as his eyes sweep over my face.
Are you having a good time tonight?
I blink at him.
Well, spit it out, Gray.
Fine, I huff. Not particularly, no. He cracks a smile.
Then we both agree that these balls are incredibly boring.
I can't help but laugh. And what if you're the reason I'm not having a good time?
If that were the case, he says with a grin, you likely would have stomped on my toes or pulled a dagger on me to get away by now.
Don't give me any ideas, Prince. He chuckles softly.
You're right. I'd hate to bloody my suit.
We continue spinning around the dance floor, while I ignore how close his body is to mine, and look around the crowded room filled with chatter, laughter, and music. I spot Andy laughing with Jax as they stumble around the dance floor, and it doesn't take long to find the other contestants in the crowd. When my gaze lands on Kit, I'm surprised to find him already watching me. He's surrounded by a group of fawning girls, but his eyes are trained on Kai and me as we dance, doing nothing to interrupt his brother and steal back his date. And there, clasped in his hands, are two drinks, one full, while the other is nearly empty. I'm about to look back at my partner when my eyes snag on a servant. The boy's dark, curly hair bounces atop his head with each stride as he carries a tray of bubbling beverages through the crowd. His brown eyes sweep across the room as if searching for something or someone.
The boy from Loot.
The boy with the leather. The boy I stole from. The boy with the note addressed to my house. A tidal wave of questions floods my mind. Why is he here? I thought he was an apprentice, not a servant. Is he looking for me? Looking for the paper I stole from him? I'm swept from my thoughts when Kai spins me and my eyes dart to his without my permission. Mistake. His midnight hair falls over his forehead in messy, silky waves. Smoky gray eyes meet mine, captivating, chilling. His set jaw loosens, pulling his lips into a cocky grin as he watches me take him in. Dimples. Both of them mocking me.
Like what you see, Gray?
He croons, knowing that will get a rise out of me. I huff, looking away from him to fight the flush that's finding its way to my cheeks. Rough fingers glide from my back to catch my chin, gently guiding my face back to his as he mutters,
"By all means, carry on. I'll never deny myself the chance of watching you watch me."
"And why is that?" I ask with a nonchalance I don't feel.
His smile is wicked. "Because it is far more fun to admire you when the action is mutual."
I nearly choke on my laugh. Don't flatter yourself, Prince. I am not admiring you or your stupid dimples, I sputter, trying to act as though I wasn't, in fact, doing just that. His smile only grows, causing those dimples in his cheeks to deepen distractingly.
Liar.
A frustrated sound escapes me as I glare up at him, refusing to give him the satisfaction of avoiding his piercing gaze. We continue dancing to the slow tune, our movement slowing in turn as Kai asks,
"So, what's the score now?"
"What?" My brows scrunch in question at the sudden change of topics, though I'm relieved nonetheless.
"I've helped you, what, 3 times? Possibly 4 now?"
His eyes study my face intently.
So that makes it 4-1, then.
I huff out a laugh. First of all, I didn't help you. I saved you, remember? I raise my eyebrows at him. Surely that has to count for more than just 1 point. Besides, I didn't realize we were keeping track.
Fair enough, he shrugs sadly. How about we say the score is 2-4, then? That's generous.
My eyes light up. Look at that. The prince finally admitted I saved him. He laughs, the sound rumbling through his chest, crinkling the corner of his eyes.
I never said.
Splitting screams drown out his words. I'm momentarily stunned, only snapped out of my daze when pain tears through my left forearm. The shooting jolt has my eyes falling to the torn, bloody flesh there. Throwing knife. Suddenly, I'm crashing to the floor with a strong, solid body landing on top of me. No, a strong, solid body covering me. Explosives erupt around the room, and my ears ring from the impact. I feel a wave of heat, accompanied by smoke and hunks of stone sailing towards us. Kai's large frame hovers over me, his hand cradling the back of my head so my skull didn't crack on the hard marble when he threw us to the ground. He's shielding my body from the debris and knives flying around the room. I regain my hearing slowly, each scream amplifying as my ears pop and ring back to life. I hear terror and the trampling of feet all around us, men and women rushing towards the exits, trying to escape the madness. Kai wrenches me to my feet, ducking low as he half drags me towards the wall, trying to get us out of the open. What is going on? I shout over the sound of explosions and echoes of screams. But Kai is busy barking orders at the guards and people around us, telling them what to do and how to do it. Every bit the future enforcer. The ballroom is utter chaos. Debris from the explosions litter the once pristine floors. Throwing knives glint as they whiz through the air, thrown by the few fleeing figures wearing black strips of leather that cover only the top half of their faces, mimicking the Imperial's masks. Who are these people? A few bodies scatter the floor, some soaked in blood, others crushed under the large chunks of stone thrown from the explosions and struggling to free themselves. But the element of surprise has passed, and the elites that were dancing cheerfully only minutes ago now fight back against the masked figures. Guards pour into the room, some flashes, others blazers or brawnies. A few shields scatter purple force fields around the room, protecting those around them from the attack as weapons bounce harmlessly off the glowing domes. Without a second thought, Kai adapts the shield's ability to throw up his own force field around us.
There's no time to explain.
His eyes are wide, the only sign of his worry.
How badly are you hurt?
He reaches for me, but I step away, my back colliding with the hard wall behind me. Pain shocks up my arm, but I grip my teeth and ignore it.
I'm fine, but what is... I need you to get to one of the safe rooms. The guards will take you.
Kai, I'm not leaving. He flattens me fully against the wall, boxing me in with his arms on either side of my head. His eyes are wild, like smoke smoldering from a blazing fire.
Then don't think I won't throw you over my damn shoulder and carry you out of here myself. Is that what you want?
I know he'll do it, too. Kai is not one for empty threats. I look over his shoulder at the few masked figures trying to flee and fight their way out. They look unprepared, using weapons rather than powers, doing little damage against the abilities being used against them. I watch the chaos ensue, confusion clouding my thoughts. Where are the ignites who caused the explosions? My eyes scan the room, snagging on a round glass object sloshing with dark liquid, clutched in the hand of a masked figure. Homemade bombs. It hits me then. They aren't using powers because they have none. Because they are ordinaries.
Let me help,
I breathe, my eyes pleading with Kai. I need to get closer, need to see who these people are and where they came from.
No.
I can take care of myself. His laugh is dry.
Then prove it. Go quietly to the safe room, now.
Make me. I practically growl the words in his face through gritted teeth. Wrong thing to say. He looks away and exhales, shaking his head.
You're too stubborn for your own good, Gray.
And then the world flips upside down. His hand is cupping the back of my knees, and my upper body is slung over his shoulder, hanging down his back. I thrash in his hold, but his grip is firm. I feel like a toddler throwing a tantrum, and I don't care in the slightest. Put me down! My tone promises a slow and painful death, but he ignores me nonetheless.
If you knew how to follow orders, I wouldn't have to throw you around like a rag doll, Kai says coolly.
I grapple for my dagger, dangerously furious. Kai, I am literally going to stab you in the back if you don't—
If you think a stab wound will stop me, then you seriously underestimate my abilities, darling.
Through the silver curtain of hair falling limply over my head, I stop struggling long enough to watch the remaining masked figures blur past us on the outside of our bubble force field. And then my eyes snag on one with floppy, dark curls.
Him.
His mask clings to his face like a second skin, and when his gaze meets mine, I take a slow breath. He halts, watching me as I watch him.
He's one of them. And he recognizes me.
The note. The meeting place.
The leather.
Sure enough, each of them is engulfed in leather vests and masks.
Armor. He was making armor for them.
Suddenly, we are standing near a circle of Imperials surrounding something, trying to contain it. Kai pushes through the throng, and I catch Kit out of the corner of my eye, fighting and thrashing against the guards restraining him.
I thought I told you to get him out of here!
Kai's voice is deep, deadly. Sir, he wouldn't— An Imperial starts before Kit cuts him off, more aggressive than I've ever seen him. I'm not hiding from this, Kai. This is my kingdom, too. His voice is stern, on the verge of yelling into his brother's face.
Well, there won't be a kingdom for you to rule if you die, Kit.
Kai fires back, his tone cool.
You need to lie low until this is cleaned up. This could be an attempt on your life.
I'm not leaving this fight, Kit roars.
Then you risk damning us all!
Kai's cool facade finally cracks, sending shards of white-hot anger rippling through the air. He sighs and steadies his breathing.
We need you alive, Kit. I need you alive. Just—
He pauses, collecting himself as he pieces his mask back together.
Sit this one out. For the kingdom. For me.
They eye each other, silently communicating in the way that only brothers as close as they are can. I get the sudden sense that this is a frequent fight between them, a recurring battle of wills. I watch as Kit's face crumples, his walls crumble. I watch him give in.
Fine. It seems it's my fate to always sit these fights out, right?
Kai doesn't respond, and instead sets me gently on the ground before him. Without a single glance in my direction, he says,
Get them to a safe room with the others.
And then he's running back into the thick of the fight, dozens of powers flicking over his skin before he settles on one.
Fire.